This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
These were the clips that you were referencing with Joe, with Jake Asman on his podcast after he finds out about Salah being let go. I broke it down into three parts because he talked for about 58 straight seconds.
I hate to get political, but I have to in this case. Salah had the flag of Lebanon on his shirt the other day in London. Now, we all know what's going on in the Middle East, okay? There's no sugarcoating what's going on in the Middle East. We all know about Hezbollah firing all these rockets out of Lebanon and all what's going on there into Israel.
Mm-hmm. Joe would continue.
You know, he's Muslim. I think he's representing the people of Lebanon with his, because I don't believe the people of Lebanon really are happy with Hezbollah. I mean, I don't think that's the case at all. And I wonder if that has played into this in a way as well.
Now, he did make reference that he's not picking this out of the air.
I did see this on the regular news that this was actually brought up. So I'm wondering if this has something to do with it as well, Jake. I mean, I hate to get into this kind of thing, but, you know, I think it needs to be said.
The regular news. The regular people on the regular news channel were talking about this. So that has to mean that there's some truth to this. I mean, and I never thought after the Taliban fired Rex Ryan, I would have never thought that we'd have another situation like this where Hezbollah gets involved and gets a coach fired.
You know what I mean.